It's very important. We cannot do in Christianity without this fresh anointing. The difference between the dead and the living is because of the anointing. Just say after me, the anointing makes a difference. Just confess it. Say, the anointing of the Holy Spirit makes a difference. Just confess it one more time. Just say after me, the anointing of the Holy Spirit makes a difference. See, the difference between those who are active, those who are performing, those who are touching lives and changing lives around the world is the anointing upon their lives. And this week and next week, we'll be studying on the anointing and praying on the anointing. My desire is for God. You know, listen, I was born stammering. I was to say good morning. I would say good morning. And throughout my college life, I was stammering. I was stuttering until I went to the mountain to pray and the Holy Spirit filled me. And my tongue got loose that day. I was speaking fluently, speaking in tongues for the first time. I was praying aloud fluently for the very first time until today. The Holy Spirit came upon me and changed my tongue and break loose that bondage that kept me as a child. Today we are praying, just say, Holy Spirit, I want more of you. I want fresh anointing upon my life for this season. Raise our voice, begin to pray. Father, we come in the name of Jesus Christ. We are hungry for the Holy Spirit again. We want the real thing, not just some fancy, some man-made doctrine of the Holy Spirit. We want a fresh encounter with the living God by His Spirit. Father, pray for us. Many who are signing in today across the nations of the world, we are welcoming the sweet Spirit. We're welcoming the Holy Spirit. We are praying for men and women, boys and girls in all continents to get encounter with the freshness of the Holy Spirit. Lord, move today. Just be to thank the Lord. Just say, Lord, I thank you. I am open for the freshness of your Holy Spirit for this new season. Raise our voice and pray. Father, I give you thanks for us. Many that are open to the Holy Spirit in Africa, in Asia, in Europe, in America, in the Middle East, we say, yes, Lord, we are hungry to be filled with the real deal, the Holy Spirit of God. Come today as we study and pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Just say, Holy Spirit, I take away every noise in my life. I focus on you today. Don't pass me by. Anywhere you are, just say, Holy Spirit, don't pass me by. I connect with the living waters today. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, Lord. God bless you. How was your day today? All my friends, I love you with all my heart. I'm praying for you. You know, I spend my time studying and praying. That's what I do all my life, studying and praying and teaching the Word of God. And I consecrate myself fully for God. And it's a blessing to know that this Jesus is real. Jesus Christ is real. And in Acts chapter 4, verse 7 and 8, please, let's begin. Acts chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. Acts chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what authority and by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel. This was because the lame man at the beautiful gate, he was lame for more than, he was 40 years of age. He was born lame. He was lame all his life. But Peter came and said, silver and gold I don't have, but such as I have, I give unto you. What did Peter get that he gave to this man? He had Jesus in him. He had the Holy Spirit in him. And suddenly that man got healed. So the elders of the Jewish council called Peter and the apostles, by what name and by what power have you done this? But Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, so we see that the second of Peter was the Holy Spirit. We are praying for this same anointing. Just after with the same anointing, the same Holy Spirit that was upon Peter, upon James, upon John. That Holy Spirit dwells in me. Use me in a greater dimension. Just raise your voice, begin to pray. The same Holy Spirit, the same anointing upon the disciples, the same Holy Spirit, the same grace upon Peter. That same Holy Spirit dwells in you. It dwells in every faithful child of God. We are praying tonight, O God, for the same experience, the same manifestation of the Holy Spirit that Peter experienced, that John experienced, that Joseph, oh Lord, the same manifestation, the same encounter with the Holy Spirit, the anointing that Peter experienced, that John experienced. Lord, let it flow through my life. Raise your voice, begin to pray. We're coming today in the name above every other name, the name of Jesus, the same Holy Spirit that was upon Peter, upon James, upon John, that used them mightily. We welcome the same anointing upon the church again in Africa, in Asia, in Europe, in America, and anywhere you find yourself around the world. Let there be a flow of that river of life. Let the river flow in your life in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, Lord. Mark chapter 16, verse 20, please. Get your Bible, okay? Whether you are in Africa, in Asia, in Europe, get a Bible, please. Mark 16, verse 20. I love this verse. Mark 16, 20. And they went forth and preached everywhere. Now take note. The Lord walking, W-O-R-O-K, walking with them and confirming the word with signs and with signs following. They went out everywhere preaching the word. The Lord was walking with them, confirming the word with signs and wonders. This is because of the anointing. When a man is anointed, when you speak a word, God confirms your word. When a man is not anointed, you speak, nothing happens. You know, this last week, a woman in Africa has been going through some dilemma. She is above 9 months pregnant. Doctor said the child is breached. They must operate her to take away the child. And she called her, said, child of God, under this grace, no disgrace. You deliver that child under this anointing safely. Doctor was just pressing her that she's going to die. You know. So when she called in and I sent for the word and she went to the hospital and that child came out with that struggle, healthy and sound. The same anointing operating in my life, let this grace multiply in every son and daughter of World Mission around the world. Now the verse is Mark 16 verse 20. And they went forth and preach everywhere. The Lord was walking with them. We are praying tonight for this anointing that the Lord Jesus is walking, W-O-R-O-K, walking through your life, walking through my life. The Lord was walking with them and confirming the word. We pray that God confirm the words as I declare in the place of prayer. Raise your voice and pray. Father, I speak today for as many are the sound of my voice. Lord, confirm the words we declare in the place of fasting, in the place of prayer, in the place of declaration. Lord, everywhere we speak, oh God, by faith, we pray for this anointing upon every mouth. Just say, Lord, anoint my mouth, anoint my words to declare, and it come to pass. Raise your voice and pray. I speak today for this anointing, that God confirms your words. Let God anoint the words you speak by faith in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let it be done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. Please write the word anointing vertically. Write me the word anointing vertically, please. Let's begin with letter A. Now, A, angels assist anointed people. Just say after me, angels assist anointed people. Listen, this is a mystery. Every person anointed by God has this divine assistance. You cannot be stuck in life. You can be in a desperate situation, there will be a way out. Angels assist anointed people. I heard of a missionary who went to Africa from Germany. He was driving through a jungle alone. And in the night, the car broke down on the highway. The car got stuck in the mud. He did everything to push the car out of this mud. There was no way. He was crying alone in the forest in Africa. So he left the car and it came behind, tried to push. There was no way. So he went and sat in the car because it was cold and it was in the dark, in the night. And suddenly he saw a big man walking behind as he said, Can I push you? He said, yes. And the man just laid his hand on the car. The driver started driving, and the car went smoothly out of that mud. And he went out of the mud. He came out of the car to thank the man. There was nobody there. There was an angel sent by God to assist a missionary in Africa in a jungle. Anointed men have angelic assistance. Just say the name of Jesus. I cannot be stuck in life. I have supernatural assistance. I have angelic assistance. Raise your voice, begin to pray. I speak today to as many as the sound of my voice. Because of the anointing, heaven will assist you. Anointed men and women have angelic assistance. Listen carefully. This is real. I've seen that in my life. I speak in your life today under this grace. Because of the anointing, you have angelic assistance. Just say after me, anointed men and women have angelic assistance. In Acts chapter 5, verse 19 and 20. Acts chapter 5, verse 19 and 20. But the angel of the Lord by night. Listen, this is very important, okay? That's Acts chapter 5, 19 and 20. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go and stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. Peter was bound in prison. In the night, an angel came to prison and got Peter out. I imagine, and open all the gates. Peter, get out. Go and preach the word of God. Oh, my God. The next day, there was commotion in the whole city. And the King Herod killed all those guards because they were standing there. The doors were closed and Peter was gone. What happened? Angel came in the night and opened the door and took Peter out. Just say the name of Jesus. I declare today, because of the anointing upon my life, I have angelic assistance every day, every week, every month, every year of my life. Raise your voice, begin to declare. I speak today to as many at the sound of my voice. Whether you are in Africa, you are in Asia, you are in Europe, you are in America or Middle East, because of the anointing upon your life, you will not be stuck in life. Just say after me, I cannot be stuck in a situation. God will send angels to make a way for me. Listen carefully. He said he will give angels charge concerning you. That is in the Bible. He will give angels instruction. He will give them charge concerning you. I speak today, the anointing will assign angels to take charge concerning you. That is why anointed men have angelic assistance throughout the Bible. And today, by this grace and under this anointing, I speak in your life today, because of the anointing upon your life, angels are assigned to assist you in the midst of the greatest difficulty of your life. You are not alone. Just say after me, I am never alone. I will never be desperate. In the midst of crisis, God sends an angel to assist you. Don't forget this. Because of the anointing upon your life, you have angelic assistance. We're trying to work on the word anointing. A stands for angels assist anointed people. N, please, N. Now, no weapon formed against anointed vessels prosper. No weapon formed against anointed vessel prosper. The anointing is a protecting shield. The anointing is a protective shield. Just say after me, say the anointing is a protective shield. The anointing covers you. Now listen, Miriam and Aaron did the same thing against Moses. Miriam was judged. Aaron was not judged. Why? Because of the anointing that was upon him. He was wearing the high priest garment. It could not be cursed. It could not be judged other than anointing. So the anointing protects you. The anointing is a shield that protects you. I will declare today, just say after me, no weapon formed against me by day and by night shall prosper. The anointing is a protective shield around my life. Raise your voice, begin to pray. I declare today the anointing is a protective shield around your household. Your house can be anointed. Your car can be anointed. Even the seat you sit in your office can be anointed. Your home is anointed. Your life is anointed. And because of the anointing, I just sense the grace to declare this. Because of the anointing, you are protected. Because of the anointing upon your life, your house is covered from crisis. Your house is covered from the storms of life. Just say after me, because of the anointing, my life and my house is covered from the storms of life. Raise your voice, begin to pray. I speak today in the name of Jesus Christ. Because of the anointing upon your life, your family is protected. Because, just say after me, because of the anointing upon my life, I have angelic assistance. Because of the anointing upon my life, I have a protective shield. Your life is protected because of the anointing. No weapon formed against your life shall prosper because the anointing is upon your life. We have dealt with two things already. We are trying to spell the word anointing. A stands for what? Anointed people have angels assist anointed people. N stand for what? No weapon formed against you shall prosper. The anointing is a protective shield. Just confess one more time. The anointing is a protective shield. You need to know this. Yes, listen. You need to know that you are protected. You are covered. Don't be afraid. Because of the anointing, you are covered. For me, I go to Africa anytime. People are afraid. I say, I'm covered. I'm anointed. I'm covered. He said, you must know the truth that men that are anointed have angels assisting them. Men that are anointed, no devilish weapon will prosper against you as long as you stay in the anointing. Hallelujah, Lord. Say the name of Jesus and dwell in the anointing. The anointing dwells in me. No devil, no sorcerer, no amulet, no voodoo power, no gossiper, no wickedness of human being can prosper against my life. Raise your voice and pray. We speak in the name of Jesus Christ. No enemy can succeed. No voodoo, no weapon, no sorcerer, no witchcraft power, no incantation, no occultic power, no altar of darkness will succeed against your life because, oh my God, because the anointing is upon your life, your family is covered. We scatter their plans. Every plan of the enemy, we scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. It will not get to you. Joseph, I mean, the arrows of the enemy cannot get to me. Raise your voice and declare, the arrows of the enemy cannot get to you. The weapons of the enemy cannot get to you. The malice of the enemy cannot get to you. The wickedness of the enemy cannot get to you. You are anointed. You are covered. Hallelujah, Lord. You are anointed. You are covered. Joseph, tell me, I'm anointed. Angels are assigned for my protection. I'm anointed. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm anointed. I am covered by the oil of the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. To God be the glory. God bless you all, friends who are signing in today in all platforms. We pray every Monday, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday. Same time. So put your alarm and keep on following, okay? Now, this is the verse I love. Zechariah 2 verse 5. Underline that in your Bible, please. Zechariah 2 verse 5. Underline it again and again and share to your friends. It's in the Bible. I love this. Zechariah 2 verse 5. For I said the Lord will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her. The Lord said he will be a wall of fire round about Jerusalem. Now take note, the Lord did not say he will build a wall. He said the Lord will be. You know, the Lord himself is the wall of fire round about Jerusalem. The Lord himself is the wall of fire round about an anointed child of God. Joseph, tell me, I see by faith the wall of fire round about my life. Just declare, I see by faith the wall of fire round about my house. I see by faith the wall of fire run about my office. I see by faith the wall of fire run about my children and my grandchildren. I see by faith the wall of fire run about well-wishing sons and daughters. Raise her voice and declare, I speak in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is a wall of fire run about your life. I speak to you today. Hear the voice of the Lord. The Lord is saying to you, He is the wall of fire run about your life. Now listen, that is why I say that every enemy that persists to pursue you, what happens? The fire will consume them. Every enemy that persists to get to you, the fire will consume them, because the Lord is a fire round about your life. Joseph, tell me, the Lord is the fire round about your life. You might not see the fire with your physical eyes, but the fire is round about your life. Oh my God. So when I'm sleeping, I sleep like a baby, because the Lord is a fire round about me. By day and by night, there's a flame of fire surrounding my life. Hallelujah, Lord. Just say, the Lord is the fire round about my life. So no weapon formed against you shall prosper as long as you stay in the anointing. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, please. Oh. Overcomers, I anointed. Joseph, tell me, overcomers, I anointed. Now, show me a person that is winning in Christ. I will show you a person that is anointed. And show me a person that is losing and losing and losing in life and losing in the battles. I'll show you a person that has issues with anointing. Overcomers, I anointed. Just say the name of Jesus. I defeat my enemies. Just say the name of Jesus. Because of the anointing, I win my battles. Raise your voice and declare. Because of the anointing, I win my battles. I speak to you today in Africa, in Asia, in Europe, in America, in Caribbean nations. You win your battles from this day. Because of the anointing, win your battles in Jesus' name. Because of the anointing, win your battles in Jesus' name. You will win your battles in the home, the battles in your job, the battles in immigration, the battles with neighbors, the battles financially, the battles, spiritual battles, whatever battle. The anointing guarantees victory. I love this one. Oh my God. Joseph, coming, overcomers, I anointed, and defeats. This is very important, okay? Defeat is a lack of the unction. Defeat is a lack of the oil. When God is in the midst of Israel, they win their battles. Just say after me, as long as God is in the midst of Israel, they win their battles. As long as God is with me, I win my battles. Raise your voice and declare. As long as God is with me, I win my battles. As long as the anointing is upon my head, I win my battles. By this anointing, go and win. Go and win in court. Go and win in school. Go and win in your business. Go and win in immigration. Go and win in the embassy. Go and win in the church of God. Go and win. Under this anointing, you will not cry before a wicked man. In the name of Jesus Christ, because you are anointed, you win your case by day and by night. No devil shall afflict you. Just say after me, because of the anointing, I win physically, I win spiritually. Raise your voice and declare, oh, Cambia Sambiara, because of the anointing, you win spiritually, you win physically. You win everywhere you go. You are alive because you keep winning your battles by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And today and this week, there are battles waging in the heavenlies. But God is saying to me, preach this word, because somebody must win. Somebody must win. And a child of God must win. Whatever battle you are going through, whatever spiritual attack you are going through, just plunge yourself in the Holy Ghost. Just pray until you enter the Holy Ghost. Whatever battle you are facing now, begin to pray until you enter in the anointing. Every wall will collapse. Every agent will flee away. Every devil must bow before you. You must win because of the anointing. Just say after me, I win my battles because of the anointing. Just say, I'm anointed. Angels are sent to assist me. I'm anointed. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm anointed. I overcome my battles. I win my battles. I overcome the enemies. This is for you. You will overcome. Yes, this is for you. You will overcome. Whatever challenge you are going through, you are searching a job, you will overcome this period. You are going through some shakening, you will overcome. You are going through some stress right now, you will overcome. You are going through some questions in life, you don't know, you don't have answers yet. Just stay in the anointing, you will overcome. You are going through some family issues, you don't know what to do, you will overcome. All you need to do is to stay in the anointing, because the anointing equals victory. David killed Goliath not because of skills. He was anointed. And anointed men, they always win. No matter what happened, they always win. Hallelujah, Lord. Okay, please, 1 John. Before we enter the place, 1 John 2 verse 20. Yes, please get a Bible, okay? Get a Bible, 1 John 2 20. I didn't say St. John. I said 1 John. 1 John 2 verse 20. But you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. You have an unction. Unction is anointing from the Holy One. You have the unction from the Holy One. This is important. Anointed men have this unction upon their life. Because of the anointing, you have the unction to win, to fight, to win. Because of the anointing, you end well. Because of the anointing, the enemy cannot defeat you. Just say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have the unction of the Holy Spirit. I win my battles in every tight corner. There will be a way out for me. Raise your voice and pray. Because of the anointing, when men are stuck in the same situation, God makes a way for you. Because of the anointing, when the world says this is too difficult, you say, I just made it in Jesus' name. Because of the anointing, when the world is crying, Job said, when men are cast down, you should say, there is lifting up. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is the unction upon your life that you always find a way out in a tight corner that concerns you. Say, Lord Jesus, in this season, I overcome. In March, I overcome. Raise your voice and declare, every month of this year, the anointing upon you will make a way out. You cannot be stuck in a situation. Raise your voice and pray. I speak in the name of Jesus Christ, child of God, that immigration case will favor you. Child of God, that marriage is coming. Child of God, that dream in your heart will be sponsored. Child of God, that vision you carry within you, that cry in your heart, God knows the cry in your heart. As you seek the Holy Ghost, as you stay in the anointing, things will begin to happen. Anointed men cannot be stuck in life. There will surely be a way out. Let's try one more today, okay? That is I. Inspiration and creativity by the anointing. Inspiration and creativity by the anointing. Now, you'll be surprised. Next 2 weeks, I'll release my musical album. It's already on online stores. By next week, you'll be approved for international set marketing online. You'll be surprised at the inspiration God gave me to sing with a team. I didn't know I could do that, but it's awesome. Those of you who listen to my song, they say, how did you do this? So inspiration and creativity by the Holy Ghost. We're praying for fresh anointing, new inspiration, and new creativity. Say after me, fresh anointing, new inspiration, and new creativity. Raise your voice and pray. Fresh anointing, new inspiration, and new creativity. Raise your voice and pray. We speak in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the Holy Spirit, let the anointing rest upon you to do something that people say you are not able to do it. Now listen, without the gift of the Holy Ghost, we are limited. Without the anointing, we are limited. But when the anointing comes upon you, you will sing like David. You will dance like David. When the anointing comes upon you, you will sing like Miriam. Just say, Holy Spirit, I welcome fresh inspiration. Say, Holy Spirit, I welcome new creativity. Raise your voice and pray. I'm praying today for as many at the sound of my voice. Let God give you new inspiration, inspiration to write books, inspiration in your job site, inspiration for singing, inspiration for dancing, inspiration for business, inspiration to create your own company. Receive creativity by the Holy Spirit. Receive insight by the Holy Spirit. Let God move in your life with new ideas. Just say, Holy Spirit, I receive the anointing for life, for inspiration and creativity. Let it be done in your life in Jesus' mighty name. Tomorrow we'll complete this series of the anointing. Don't miss tomorrow because I need to finish the rest. Just say, Holy Spirit, let me just summarize. Just say, Holy Spirit, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, angels are assigned to assist me. That is A. Angels assist anointed people. And our verses were Acts 5, verse 19 and 20. And then N, no weapon formed against anointed vessel prospers. The anointing is a protective shield. Zechariah 2, verse 5 was the verse. And then O, overcomers are anointed. And defeats are the evidence of lack of the anointing. Continuous defeat are the evidence of the lack of anointing. When God is in the midst of Israel, they win their battles. When God is with me and you, we win our battles. And the verse was 1 John 2, verse 20. We enter with I, inspiration and creativity by the anointing. To end tonight, just lay hand on your body. We're praying for physical manifestation of divine inspiration in your life. When God inspires you, something will be created. When God inspires you, there is new creativity. Some new ideas begin to flow in your mind to do something. You see, I'm trying to do everything by the grace of God. I mean, TV, live videos, my backgrounds are different. God just give me ideas by the Holy Ghost and I try them. I didn't go to any school in what I'm doing. I just try and the Lord lead me every day. So Holy Spirit, I receive the anointing for fresh inspiration and creativity. Just be to pray in tongues if you can pray. Father, pray right now for as many who are praying. We are praying for new insight, new creativity, new inspiration. Receive a new dimension of grace. Receive insight in this season. Let God give you ideas for your company. Let God give you ideas to change your world in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, raise believers with ideas to change the world for good in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive anointing. Receive this inspiration. Receive creativity in Jesus' mighty name.
World Mission International Worship Center is dedicated to healing broken hearts, giving hope, and saving souls through the love of God. Located in Lanham, Maryland, we are called to create a loving and caring community for all people, and we are committed to see you grow your faith in the Word of God and to see you happy and blessed in life. We are strategically positioned in Maryland at such a time like this to be available to provide counseling, guidance, and praying, and believing God for a fresh move of God as never seen before. Our heart's desire is to see all men come to the knowledge of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. If you've been searching for a place where real people who have experienced the love and power of Jesus Christ, World Mission International Worship Center may very well be the perfect fit. You're welcome too, where good things happen. We love you and are waiting for you in Jesus' name.